Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the second hour and final hour of the show. My name is Luko Mgwedi-Phuthi. And, of course, it is the second hour, like I said. And I told you earlier on, we'd be chatting to a great cook. And I say this because I bear witness of her cooking skills. May, if you can just put your radio off for me, I'd really appreciate that.
The radio is off. Let me just close the other door.
Okay.
But the radio is off. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting feedback on it.
Maybe I'm using the. Let me. How is it now?
All right. I think I'm hearing you nicely now. It's perfect, ma.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect. So, yeah, like I said, I bear testimony of this mama's food because most recently at Pulpit, we had our Heritage Day celebration and, man, I ate some nice food, I must say. And so, in case you're wondering who she is, it's Mayor Eunice Rakale Molefe. Mayor, good afternoon and welcome.
Afternoon. Thank you for having me, Luko.
Lovely to have you with me. I must say, quite interesting also for me was that she doesn't only cook, and we're going to cover all of that. But I think firstly, let's get a proper introduction of who Mayor Eunice is and what it is, you know, because you're a woman of many talents, I believe.
Yes, many layers.
So we'd love to get to know you, who you are, where you're from, and maybe let's talk about where the passion for cooking stems from.
Okay, the passion, like so many other talented people, it's something that was just inborn in me. But when it started, it's not something that I thought I would make a career and a living out of.
Oh.
It was just something that I loved. My background as a nurse, even, you know, during my days as a nurse, I have pictures where whatever was happening in the hospital, I would always take the role of cooking.
Oh, wow.
And I just realized that later now when I you know, reflect on my life. But also in the family, one of my siblings was reminding me that when they were very young, I was the one that came up with a concept that the family must sit around the table and we eat together.
Wow.
And for my siblings, this was not a pleasant discussion because we didn't grow up like that. So they said to me, you bring in something that is strange. We just used to come in, eat and run away.
Exactly.
And come in with these formalities. So they, when they were younger, they say they used to hate it, but, you know, in a latter years, they love it, of course.
Yeah.
So it's something that has, you know, just been inborn in me.
I must say, food is quite a unifier. If anything, you chose well. If you chose with regard, you chose the line of cooking. I must say, but you also mentioned, Mayor Oguti, you are by profession a nurse. When did you then decide to go professional with the cooking side? Because, like I said, we were catered for by you here.
Yes. When I decided to leave nursing, I knew that I wanted more. I thought, you know, I've done a good job, and I loved being a nurse, but I knew I wanted more. So I became a medical rep, and that's where the idea of business, that I'm a good business person, was highlighted in my life when I went in as a medical rep. Then I realized that, oh, not only am I a good nurse, I'm also a very good business person.
Yeah.
Then I started, you know, to reflect and say, what can I do to make sure that these skills that I've learned as a business person can come alive? Then I decided on going into the food business. And that was in 2005 when I started my first restaurant in Sandton.
Oh, wow. So you're a restauranter as well. You don't just cook, Inje.
Yes.
Wow. So tell me, what's your specialty, Ma? Because the other day you cooked some nice African food for us. Is that your specialty, or are you like a pastry chef? Are you an all-rounder altogether?
As a restaurant here, we have to be all-rounders. But we also have to have a niche. So for me, my niche was African cuisine, South African cuisine, but also making it palatable and be able to present it in such a way that it can compete with the other national cuisine. So that was my main thing, was that the African cuisine must share the platform with other renowned cuisine.
Yeah. I love that, because at the end of the day, we've got to compete at a certain scale. Now, Ma, you don't only cook, I understand, but you're also an author. This is an interesting one, because I feel this, Ma, I don't say the peak of your time, but you're much older, and you are now, I feel like you're now grappling on all these loves and passions that you have. Tell us about your journey of authoring. I saw also on your profile some book tourism publishing house. Who's that?
Yes. all of these are linked. And I think it happens to all of us. If we pay attention, our skills, our talents, our giftedness, they are all linked.
Mm.
So once I ran the business and I retired, and I was able now to put a stamp on African cuisine, I thought, unless I write about this, nobody has authority over what South African cuisine means.
Yeah.
So for me, this thing of writing was to take authority and to get to a place where not other nations should tell me what an indigenous product is, but to say from those who came before me, from myself as a former restaurateur, this is what South African cuisine means. This is what the definition of African cuisine means. And this is how we can package our food, traditional food, so that we can make a business out of it. And so having a book for me was a priority, because I felt unless I was able to do that, I have no authority of all these things that I did around food.
Mm. Very interesting, I must say. Is this your first book, Ma?
No. The first one was a cookbook. This is the sixth book.
What?
This is actually my sixth published work.
Yo, so you've been at it, writing books and of this passion that you have.
Come again.
So I'm saying, so you've been at it writing, you know, books about this passion that you found along the way. Sure.
Yes.
Interesting.
So this journey of writing, I started in 2009, and I've always focused on traditional food, local food, what South African cuisine is. Yes.
Oh, very interesting, I must say. And with that, Gemma, do you still then do caterings like you did for us, or are you focusing more on the writing?
I do both, because that's why my company is Book Tourism.
Oh.
I promote tourism through storytelling about our food.
Mm.
So when I hold the storytelling events, like I did at Radio Pulpit, then whatever we talk about, the story that we are focusing on, it is centered around the food, and then we have food tasting as well.
Wow, that's really interesting. Do you do it only in Gauteng, or do you get to travel the rest of the world? Do you still have the strength for that?
No, unfortunately, I don't have energy to travel, but I have enough energy to host locally.
Mm.
So most of my guests, they travel to me, and we organize the venues to suit my physical availability.
Oh, man, that's absolutely beautiful, Ma. What would you say to someone right now, Uluko, that's sitting in this career? Though she loves it, but there's another passion, like you did, transitioning from nursing to cooking. And they're wondering if it's worth it. Would you say it's worth it?
Yes, it is worth it. It is worth it, and it's important. I think the key thing when I look back was that I was always paying attention what was going on with my life. Whenever I reached to this career opportunity, I would say, why am I doing this? I was not trained to do this. How is it linked with my original career?
Mm.
And I think all of us can do that. If we give ourselves time and we try and connect the dots, you'll find that you eventually see in the end what you did in your previous life was meant to culminate to.
Wow. If you had to go back, Ma, to a younger you before you even ventured into nursing, would you have gone straight to cooking, or do you feel that your route had to go there and it was perfect for you?
I think it was meant to be. I think I was meant to start in nursing.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Mm.
Because when you cook, you also have, especially because I then became a restaurant owner.
Mm.
So hygiene became critical.
Mm.
And so it gave a good balance to my business. Even now, as I host events, the fact that hygiene plays such an important role, and you can feel it, even if I don't talk about it, you can see and feel that, you know, hygiene part of what is going on around the food that I'm cooking.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I love it. So it had to connect somehow.
It had to. And I'm grateful. That's why I left nursing many years ago. But I always remember that I was nursed before I became a restaurant owner, before I became an author.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful, Ma. So do you have any of your events coming up anytime soon, or where can we catch you? How can we reach out to you?
The events are coming, but I advertise them in my website, and my website is www.booktourism.co.za.
Absolutely.
And, so I do have a calendar, but I advertise it in my website.
All right, Ma. Thank you so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to add before I say my goodbyes?
No. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to, you know, engaging with Radio Pulpit like I did. Because, you know, Pretoria is not very far from Johannesburg. And so I regard Radio Pulpit to be in my locality. So I look forward to more opportunities to have these storytelling sessions with your listeners.
Thank you so much, Ma, for your time. And have a lovely weekend.
You too. Thank you, Luko.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Join Sibongile Mofokeng Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Just For You when she inspires people from all walks of life on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
You and 657 a.m. and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.